Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to lift you up and glorify you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else, Lord, that is like you in all the earth. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. There is nobody, Father God, that can compare, and nobody that is equal to you, God. So we just want to lift you up on today and glorify you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship, Lord. We don't want to be too modest or too cute. We don't want to have to worry about what nobody else is doing, God, but we're going to give you, God, all the salutations that you deserve, Lord. Hallelujah! Because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. And we want to bless you with the fruit of our lips. We want to bless you with the clapping of our hands. We want to bless you in a dance, God. We want to give it to you on today, Father God, because you are worthy of it, Lord. We're not going to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life and any and everything, Father God, that's going on, that was said, did, acted, or even performed. But we're going to concentrate on you on today, God. We're going to empty ourselves out right now, Lord, that you may be able to get all the glory. You may be able to get all the honor. Because you are worthy of it. You are worthy of it, God. There's nobody, Father God, that deserves it more than you. Nobody, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that deserves it more than you. And we want to let you know on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we love you. We want you to know, God, in the name of Jesus, that we adore you. Oh God, we want you to know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we dare not exalt anything or anybody higher than you, Lord. And if by chance we have, God, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever worn, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay at your feet. Any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be consumed and conflicted in our mind and our thoughts, we're going to lay it at your feet on today, God, because we want to come to you in spirit and in truth. We want to be empty that you may be able to reside in our hearts. We want to declare ourselves that you may be able to enter in. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, my mind, little lobos, little lobos, see, I get a little bit, little lobos, see, oh, God. He called my mom, needed a lobo, shed it at my mom, needed a lobo, shed it at my lobo, see, I get it at my lobo, see. Oh God, we just want to give you all the glory and all the honor. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, God. You know us name by name. You number the hairs on our heads. You know what we need and even what we don't need. You know any and everything that we struggle with, Father God. You know any and every concern, every worry, and even every trouble and challenge. You know it all, Father God. I'm asking you right now to lift these things up so heavy up off your people's heart. Lift it up off of their minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that their thoughts may be of you. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Give us the clarity and the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge, Lord. We need it all, God, because without it, Lord, we are doomed. And we can only get it from you, God. We can't get it from no schooling, no degrees, no certificates, or absolutely nothing that we thought we learned or obtained in this life. But we can only get it from you, God. And you said you would give it to us freely. So we're asking you for it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be in that place of being deranged. We won't be in that place of being all depressed. We won't go into that low, dark place. Oh, God, I'm asking you to lift us up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to see. Open up our hearts unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to hear what the Spirit Spirit is saying to the church. Because if our hearts is not open, baby, our ears are closed. So help us on today, Father God, to open up our hearts that our ear gates will be open unto you. Oh God, I be up, go shut the little shit like I see, you know, local see. Oh, mama, ni de loco, shande de la casilla, yo de loco, shande la casilla. Oh, God, we don't want to be distracted. We don't want to be all messed up and all wrapped up, Father God, into our own stuff. But we want to look unto the hills from which cometh thy help. Our help coming from you, God, who made the heavens and the earth. Oh, God, touch any and every situation, Father God. He called it a shande la casilla. Consider each and every prayer, Father God, that went forward on tonight, Lord. You know the hearts of the people, God, and what they prayed for and what they did there for most of them. Oh, God, I'm asking you to consider and remove any hidden motives and any hidden intentions. So our prayers, Father God, will not be amiss or be a vapor, but we want you to consider them and hear them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, little bullshit that I can see. The Lord keeps showing me that he's going to give us some clarity, because there's some things that we still walking around talking about, I don't understand this, or I'm trying to figure this out, or I need to, some things is not good for you to know right now. The Bible declares that everything is not expedient for you. Everything is not good for you. It's a lot of times that I don't even understand what the Lord is doing or how he's doing it. So when he tell me to do something, I just do it. Even though I may not understand, baby, I have did some strange stuff. I have did some stuff that people look at me like, what in the world is wrong with her? Obedience and willingness to do it. It don't matter what nobody think. It don't matter what nobody say or how they look at you. You just be pleasing in the sight of God by simply being obedient. You just do what you know you are. And I'm hearing that word again that he gave us this morning. Incline. We got to incline ourselves. Help us on tonight, God, to understand these things that you are trying to teach us, Lord, that we may be able to have the tools to utilize what you need us to do. Give us that peace that we need even in our hearts, Lord. Remove any disturbing thoughts. Remove any disturbance in our heart. Remove any disturbance on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to have some clarity. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all because of a conversation or a word or a thought or even a meaning, God. Help us on today, God, to be complete and whole in you. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to seek your face, because we're not coming here for nobody but you. Baby, when I walk through them doors, I only got my eyes on God. I'm not finna worry about what nobody else is doing or how they doing it or what they think they need to do. That's between them and God. We have to make it an individual thing. Seek out our own soul salvation in fear and trembling. Lord, help us on tonight, God. Complete us and fulfill us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and remove that emptiness, Father God, or bind up that spirit of degradation and segregation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you made us a part of when you engrafted us into your kingdom. You made us sons and daughters, Lord, and all of us is distinguishedly made, and we are all valuable. Help us to accept our worth in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will be inclined to your will. Let us come in agreement, Lord, in the name of Jesus, what you have already declared for each and every last one of us, God, that we may have some peace. If we don't come in agreement with what thus said the Lord concerning us individually, we're not going to have no peace. We're not going to have no peace, because we're always going to be disturbed and wondering this and wondering that and thinking this and thinking, come on, you got it. I'm wrong. Put that helmet on. The helmet of salvation is freedom. Father God, give us what we need on tonight, Lord. Because without you, we are absolutely nothing. Removing in everything from our heart that's not like you, Lord. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, abate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, talking about one another, Father God, thinking bad, ill will about one another, whatever it may be, Father God, if it's contrary to your will, your way, your purpose, or your plan that you have already predestined, designed, declared, and decreed, and constituted for each and every last one of us, Lord, we asking you to move it out the way. Serving them old ties and them soul ties on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't go back into our old actions and reactions. Our old verbiage, Lord, put coals of fire on our tongue that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord, that we will only speak the oracles of you. Put your truth down in the inside of us, God, that we will not just have your truth, Father God, but we'll speak it, live it, and even think it. Help us on tonight, Father God, as we get ready to go into Tuesday teaching. Continue to teach us, Father God, so that we will not continue to err. Help us on today, Father God, and give us a heart of acceptance. In your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.